brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. It's the second hour. It's Monday, September 19th. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in for Alex Jones. He'll be back tomorrow. And tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, I didn't do a clean read of the guests. I want to make sure people know we have Dr. Russell Blaylock coming up. He's going to talk about vaccines, the Gardasil issue, and so much more. He's such an interesting guy. We interviewed him about a year ago during a conference out in Las Vegas. Really just in-depth topics. You've seen it on Prison Planet TV. But if you're not a subscriber, you want to become a part of the InfoWars Nightly News. It's going to be an incredible production. It is still just getting started, and the production value is great now, but it's going to be getting even better. We've hired three new reporters just in the last month and a half, dedicated almost exclusively to the InfoWars Nightly News. We've been building our infrastructure, getting everything reinforced and ready to go. And we're about to hire even new reporters to just bring you the most condensed and informative news broadcasts we can. We just want to make it really strong, and we need your support to do that because we are, of course, not corporate-backed. We don't have bailout money. We don't have big conglomerates funding this thing. It's just the listeners. That's you, people. And so if you're watching and spreading the information, that's great. But if you're in a position to help us financially, that helps tremendously as well. It's hard to make ends meet, especially as the economy continues to head downwards, and we need that support as much as anyone else, and that's why Alex has been really making this appeal to you. But we also have Alfred Adass coming up. He's going to be talking about the IRS, liberty, corporate tyranny, and he was talking so much about natural rights and how the system itself legally regards us as an animal, and it's very interesting how much that ties into the history of psychology from Hegel onwards. And the way they develop that into education, a la Charlotte Iserby. I'm sure she'll be on the show sometime soon as well. Now, tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, we're also going to cover Ron Paul's emerging victory. That is, if you read the true polls and really grasp the issues, he's the clear victor. We're going to cover even more in depth on the NFL groping. There's been a poll in USA Today where people are clearly against it, but I wouldn't exactly expect a downturn at the games, but there should be. Alex has asked people to protest and to boycott the NFL. We're going to get into that special report at the end of this next segment. And we're also going to cover the Gardasil issue, which is just exploding. And you've probably seen that clip if you've been a longtime listener. If you're a new listener, maybe we should play that sometime today. Or if not, we'll play it later on the show or something, where the Merck scientist just laughs about putting cancer vaccines, SB40, all this stuff into the vaccines for decades, and you know, it's a mystery. Why is there so much cancer? Why is there so much? Well, it's to make money off of the medical industry and to slowly kill us. It's really sad, but it's a fact. Anyway, we're going to get into quite a few of those issues tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. But here on today's radio broadcast, also a TV broadcast at Prison Planet TV, we have so much more to cover. Now, we've gotten into the QE3, but I still think this is, we haven't got far enough into it because it's just such a big issue. And Kurt Nimmo has written up a detailed report at InfoWars.com. You can read it all there. But, well, we knew this was coming, but how could they just continue to print? I'm just so glad the Federal Reserve is coming out as an issue that people are starting to protest Wall Street, and I hope you'll go down there and join them. Let's see. Well, we've got statements from Paul Volcker, Bernanke, and the others from the Federal Reserve, but we'll get into that on the other side, cover the NFL boycott, and everything else going on with politics. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in. Alex back later.
Do Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back again in the long segment. This is Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex at Infowars.com. And we're going to play his special report here in just a few moments, calling for a boycott of the NFL and a disengagement from this police state system. They are clamping down all around us. It's absolutely absurd. The people have already spoken out against the TSA and said no to pat downs, said no to total invasion of privacy, total disregard for the Fourth Amendment, and all the rest of it. And yet we've known for a year and a half at least that the Homeland Security has plans to slowly but surely, and not really that slowly even, integrate these TSA-style pat-downs everywhere in our society. They talked about using cameras they could see under pedestrians' clothes. There's highway checkpoints. They've already started semi-random train station pat-downs. And security checks, bus stations as well, we've seen news clips of. And now the NFL, being the what Lou Rockwell would call a fascist integration of the government, and I tend to agree, is adopting this boycott. I'm sorry, they're adopting the pat-down procedures after a man waved around a taser and everyone freaked out, as if that's not a pretext that we could see coming. And so we're going to play that clip in just a moment. Alex's special report from Friday. Still fresh, though, because I haven't seen anyone in the mainstream media say no, other than the poll, which I hope they'll bring me soon, showing that very few people support these measures, although how many of them are actually going to the games, we have yet to see. But ankle down, ankle to waist pat downs and waist up pat downs now at all 32 NFL stadiums. Just absolutely disgusting. I know we're covering that on the nightly news tonight as well. Meanwhile, Obama plans to tax the rich. I guess that's how they plan to raise the $1.5 trillion their little super Congress committee was supposedly going to deal with. Higher taxes, of course, squeezing out the middle class and further clamping down on the economy as a whole. And as I mentioned with Lou Rockwell, the Black Caucus is upset, too, because black unemployment is over 17% by the admitted government numbers. I'm sure much, much higher by the real numbers. We've covered those plenty of times on the show, but the pressure is coming down. In fact, I found the poll I mentioned earlier in the show. I wanted to discuss this with you. It is from back in August 18th, but that's not that long ago because this chart covers several decades since 1979, and we do have the document cam on that. As you can see, there's been low points back in the past, but ever since the late 90s, Clinton left office essentially with high 60s and 70s numbers, and things went down with George W. Bush down to about 43 of Americans satisfied with the national conditions. Then 9/11 happened, support jumped back to 70, kind of went down from the mid-60s down to that 36 area, and by the 2008 financial crash, down to 7% approval of national conditions. And what happened when Obama was elected? Things boosted only to a paltry 36%. The writing was already on the wall. And as you can see in the far edge of this graph, things went right back down to 11% approval of national conditions. Now, this is a Gallup poll. This is Gallup.com, people, from August 18th. And you can just see how this is tied with the total downgrading of the financial conditions and the police state that's been set up since 9/11. Things have gone straight down in a straight line down to 7, only with a brief bounce back with Obama. And so the writing is on the wall. People know he's lost his image, the hype, as some kind of savior, as some kind of a guy who could do anything. He has really no qualifications for the presidency, and even worse, all his advisors are traitors to this country and what it stands for, and it's going to clamp down on the middle class, the working class, the military beneficiaries. They're having their pensions cut. Retiree benefits for the military could face cuts. New York Times, this is just from yesterday. Washington looks to squeeze savings from once sacrosanct entitlements like Social Security and medical care, Medicare, another big social welfare system growing rapidly, but with far less scrutiny, the health and pension systems of military retirees. Now, there's more in that article, but as we discussed with Lou Rockwell, support for the empire is going to crumble due to economic conditions. The UK, England, Britain had to give up the empire. That's essentially why the U.S. became the major engine and payment drive for that. And it's going to happen to us, too, if for no other reason than economic conditions. They're going to stop paying the bills for the military and the rest of it, and we're going to have to bring some troops home. At least I hope so. Plenty other in the news. BA, that's British Airways, faces a 50 million euro bill for carbon emissions. Oh, that's a bad sign. Wow. British Airways faces a bill of nearly 50 million euro, the highest of any airline with carriers around the world, brought to the European Union's carbon emissions trading scheme next year. Meanwhile, we have Howard Dean saying he saw an executive order that requires the U.S. to comply with Kyoto. Oh, just absolutely traitorous. And even admitting Barack Obama's a pure internationalist. Anyway, I want to go now to Alex's special report on the NFL boycott, and I hope you'll listen closely and tell your sports-watching friends that Bread and Circus, this time is over. We need to get serious about what's going on in this country. Do we have that report, guys?
InfoWars Nightly News with this special report. Well, darker days have come to our republic. The United States, once a bastion and light of liberty worldwide, is now an example of tyranny and oppression not even seen in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. Not even the Nazi Germans set up checkpoints and groped people's genitals. Now, the NFL basically under unlawful orders by Big Sis Janet Napolitano, has ordered the NFL to grope all 16-plus million of their fans that go into the sports supercenters every year. In fact, the teams have now announced today that starting this weekend, everyone will be groped. Now, before I get into this report, notice, first it's take your shoes off and take your belt off and take your jacket off. Then it's we're going to grope you on the outside of your pants. Then it's we're going inside your pants. Now we're going to put you in these microwave ovens that are killing the TSA workers as well. Now the TSA and Big Sis at the last Super Bowl are there helping run the security of the Super Bowl in Dallas. Now it's going to happen at every event. We're going to grope you from the ankles all the way up to your breast, all the way up to your neck. They say they're going to grab your wife's breast. They're going to take the diaper off of your baby. The same stuff that goes on in the airports. And people say, well, if you don't like it, don't fly. And then it's, well, if you don't like it, don't go to an NFL game. Here's the problem. It's always more, more, more 10 years after 9/11. TSA is announcing and has now shown up in, what, just 3-4 months ago in New Mexico, groping people at a prom. TSA has announced that they want to put their trained officers. So if you get knighted by the TSA, that they wave a magic wand, now you can violate people's rights. Police departments, state police, other federal police, and private security guards are now saying that they're going to have a right without a warrant to stick their hands down your pants. They're saying shopping malls. Janet Napolitano is at the Super Bowl and other games in your face as if you wouldn't be safe if she wasn't here taking all your rights. 9,000 locations like Walmart with telescreens saying don't trust your neighbor, only trust Big Sis, and running PSAs where all the terrorists basically look like Tea Partiers. This is all happening. This is the authoritarian overthrow of America. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The government admits they put the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day. That was staged on record. All of this stuff is garbage. Amir al-Awlaki, number 3 in al-Qaeda, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. The State Department has now come out and said that they won't give up his records for his privacy. It's staged. They were giving Libya over to al-Qaeda. They're giving al-Qaeda a seat at the UN. They're admitting they're engaged in genocide, exterminating blacks, but that's okay. Al-Qaeda gets given a country, but you, your wife, your children get to have private security grope them. And that's all that's happening here, is our republic's being overthrown. It's a federal power grab. What jurisdiction does Big Sis have to be in all these big football games? What jurisdiction to be in these public-private partnerships at Walmart saying, you know, don't trust anybody? Let's say terrorism was real. You've got a better chance of dying from being struck by lightning or bee stings. Look it up. Or being bit by a snake. But we don't have checkpoints. I'm out here in the woods. You know, do we have checkpoints right out here? Because I'll guarantee you there's copperheads. I'll guarantee you I'm here in Central Texas. I've killed rattlesnakes in these woods. I've killed copperheads. Out the lake, I've killed water moccasins. Should there be TSA everywhere because 500-plus people die a year or more from poisonous snake bites? More than terrorism? This idea that we're all guilty until proven innocent. This idea that government's got to be there treating you as if you're guilty up front and groping you. Think about it. Imagine growing up, if you would have heard it, in the Soviet Union, which, by the way, they didn't do this, but imagine if they would have told you, in the Soviet Union, they grope you and grab your wife's breast and grab your genitals to go to a football game. How did I know all this was coming? In my film, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, I have State and National Guard photos from their own websites where it showed them in 2003, 4, and 5 having military out groping small children at college football games in places like Alabama and searching little 3-year-olds, little play purses. This is about indoctrinating our children and turning our country into an absolute nightmare system. And they know you need to fly for business or to see grandma who's dying of cancer. They know you want to go see the overpriced football game. And so they're saying, okay, we're going to beta test and train everybody that this is okay and acceptable in these areas and then roll it out on the streets. So that's my final point here. This is all premeditated. Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, almost 9 years ago, that's how I knew all this was coming, on C-SPAN said, you're going to have to have Homeland Security approval to have a job. Everything you do is going to be tracked. Face scanning, license plate reading. Homeland Security is going to have checkpoints all over the streets of America, shopping malls, you name it, a total takeover. Worse than any third world country, worse than North Korea. Absolute, abject oppression. Unspeakably un-American.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
At InfoWars.com. Back again at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in for Alex. We still have lots more to come on the show. Coming up in the next segment, Rizwan Sabir, who was arrested and processed as a terrorist simply for being a journalist, a PhD student trying to talk on the topic. And then Alan Watt coming up. researcher, and I think we may get more into this, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future. So why is this police state stuff happening now? The NFL pat-downs, it has more to do with profiteering, more than just profiteering, that is. It's more than just Michael Chertoff making money off body scanners when he was Homeland Security chief. It's more than, you know, just building some kind of security complex around the NFL and the other shopping malls where they're going to introduce this. This is a clampdown because the system has known the economic crash was coming, and it knows if it doesn't control the people, they will become, as this report predicts, a Marxist-like proletariat, basically rebelling against the system over purely economic issues. That's what's coming. That's what Gerald Celente and people on this show predicted for years and years and years, even though you just saw Michael Bloomberg trying to take credit for the prediction just over the weekend, trying to stump and say if you don't pass Obama's, you know, phony jobs bill that isn't going to create jobs, then it's going to lead to riots and rebellions. Well, that's already coming because of the economic conditions they've set in place. So that's why we want to continue now with Alex's clip on boycotting the NFL and not putting up with the security system.
This is a psyop, plain and simple. It is so scary. Now, this is all being done so they can rob you blind. The country's bankrupt. Europe's imploding. They're announcing world government openly. They need to get this in place. And so that's why I'm here to tell you. Even if you don't go watch the overpriced football games like 16-plus million Americans, what they say, 16.5 million Americans go to these stupid things. They're now admitting that there'll be 4 or 5 hours to get in with the groping. Don't be part of this ritual of corruption. Boycott it. And even if you don't go to NFL games, talk about boycotting it. Write letters to the head of the NFL. Write letters to their sponsors, most importantly, and tell them, I'm not buying jerseys. I'm not watching football. I'm not doing any of this. I'm going to go to a city council meeting and talk about liberty and freedom. Or I'm going to write my congresspeople. Or I'm going to call on the talk radio. I'm going to get on the field of issues to save our republic and our society. This is why sports has become so sick, because they mix it full of all the propaganda, all the police state garbage to sell you this tyranny. And now they're going to use it to fully condition you and your children to accept tyranny. So we must boycott the National Football League, because they are expanding this takeover into every facet of our lives, including highways where we don't have a choice. They're turning the entire country into a giant prison camp, a giant re-education center. So please join me. Start your own website. Send your own emails. But create a huge buzz. We are boycotting the NFL until they tell Big Sis and Homeland Security to stop using them as a conditioning end cap to roll out and launch a total TSA occupation of America as the domestic police force and the internal passport. Boycott the NFL until they reverse this, or America will be destroyed. This is a serious, hardcore, Red Dawn takeover of jackboots, and the NFL is deeply in bed with it. I will be boycotting the NFL, and I will be speaking out against it. Please spread the word. Do your own YouTube videos on this, and let's continue to hammer this. We're going to be doing a lot more in the next few days and weeks. They picked the NFL because they know they can always sell the tickets, and they think you're dumb, and you'll put up with anything to go be part of this garbage and watch a bunch of crackheads basically run around on the field. Show them that your will hasn't been broken. Show them that you're not an idiot. Show them that you're not a moron.
Okay.
Show them that
you're
going
to come back from that. And you can see the rest of that clip at InfoWars.com. It's on the YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel. And Alex will be back tomorrow to rant even more about this, but it's so important. They obviously chose the NFL because it's a huge cultural institution. People tune in droves, especially at the Super Bowl. And they started the security last year here in Dallas. Well, this is awesome, but here in Texas, at the Dallas Stadium during the Super Bowl, and they knew nobody really was going to refuse it, and that's why they've chosen to fully implement it. And once people accept this, it's going to be hard culturally to say, no, we've always been doing, terrorism pat-downs. Somebody could get hurt. And after that, it's just going to become absolutely institutionalized. We've already said no, essentially, to the TSA, and now we're approaching the final stand. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. We have a guest coming up after the break. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex back very soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Back again at InfoWars.com. I'm your fill-in host today, Aaron Dykes. Alex will be back tomorrow. We just saw his special report on the NFL boycott of the pat-downs as the police state continues to expand. Wouldn't you know it, just time with this total information revolution. The internet has overtaken mainstream televised and print media, and everywhere information is increasingly the threat. We have Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix coming up, but right now we go to Rizwan Sabir. He's a human rights activist and doctoral researcher at the University of Strathclyde, where he's been researching Islam in British and Scottish government policy with a focus on counterterrorism. In May 2008, he was detained for 6 days as a suspected member of Al-Qaeda for being in possession of primary research literature. He was released without charge. He sued and won a sum of money, but essentially he was targeted for downloading information. So now information is the thing they have to contain, not the actual threat of real terrorism, of which he demonstrated none. Anyway, we're going to get his take on it and find out more about this story. Are you there, Mr. Sabir?
Hello, call me Rizwan, I am here.
Right, thanks for joining us. So why don't you give us the background on how this whole situation arose, what you were researching, And we'll get more into the implications in a moment.
I was researching at the time Al-Qaeda and Hamas. I was looking at the military tactics of both organizations and how they impacted upon, or how ideology affected military tactics. And whilst I was in the process of conducting a master's dissertation and preparing for an up-and-coming PhD, I downloaded a document off the United States Department of Justice website, nicknamed the Al-Qaeda Training Manual. The name was ironically given by the U.S. Supreme Court to convict the 1998 East African bombers. It was essentially, the name was given to convince a jury that this document was very dangerous and that the people that were on trial were terrorists. And it did that to some, a great success, and a conviction was secured. This document was then declassified and placed on the U.S. Department of Justice website, which is where I accessed it from. The ironic thing is that the same document, but in a fuller version, i.e. without the redactions, I downloaded a 140-page document, can be obtained via the University of Nottingham's own library, which is where I was studying at the time, or it can be purchased in high street bookshops, such as Blackwell's, Waterstones, Amazon, and W.H. Smith, which are high street bookshops in Britain.
And so tell us how you came to be arrested for downloading a declassified document, and what do you and your lawyer have to say about being put under suspicion for just something that's readily available?
The document was then sent to a friend of mine who was helping me with my research. He was a member of staff at the university. University staff found the document on his on his computer when he was off sick one day. They saw the Al-Qaeda training manual along with two academic journal articles, one by Quinton Wiktorowicz, I believe, of the University of Tennessee, and the other one called Bush's Revolution from Foreign Policy, along with the Al-Qaeda training manual. All three documents were referred to the university management. The registrar then unilaterally made a decision to call the police. He contacted the police. The police then arranged for the regional counterterrorism unit to come onto campus to arrest my friend. That morning when I arrived, the police hadn't ascertained where the document had come from. I went to ask if my friend was okay. And they also arrested me. It was only once I was in custody for about 10 to 12 hours that the mention of the Al-Qaeda training manual came up. I then informed them that this document was downloaded by me in the process of preparing for some upcoming research on Al-Qaeda for a doctorate. And they then realized that, oh dear, we have a major problem. They then kept me in custody for 7 days in solitary confinement, where I was interrogated on a daily basis. My house was searched. My parents were evicted from their house. Various property and various academic material, notably, was seized as evidence, just to, provide the police with some kind of context or a charge that would stick to me that I was a terrorist. Any evidence was evidence that would be used against me. That's the kind of position I was in. That's where the manual came from, and this is what happened. Obviously, they couldn't prove anything, and I was released after 7 days of, being in solitary confinement and kind of placed back into society to carry on as nothing had happened.
No evidence in a climate where there is no evidence, where they let the real Al-Qaeda hijackers into the U.S., into Britain. No one's fired. No one's held accountable. And no one admits that, for instance, the underwear bomber, the State Department, helped him get on the plane, but people who are researching. Now, there's civil rights implications, there's kind of racial targeting implications, but I think even bigger than that is the kind of WikiLeaks implications. Why are people being tortured and thrown into prison and extradited and put on watch lists for downloading documents? What does it say about the internet revolution that's come and how they want to control information? Or what have you found in your research?
I think that's a really, really interesting point you raise. And, I'm looking at domestic UK counterterrorism, so I'm looking at the British War on Terror. And one thing that is absolutely evident in the plethora of anti-terrorism legislation that has been introduced since 9/11, and especially since the London bombings on the 7th of July, is that the focus of this legislation and anti-terrorism law is on preemptive action against those that hold information. So, for example, the police and the security services are not focusing particularly on those that are involved in active terrorist plots, because there's not that many people that are actively involved in plotting terrorism in the United Kingdom. What they are involved in is catching 18-year-old young people who, out of curiosity most of the time, or because they're feeling a bit naughty, have a look at something like the Al-Qaeda training manual, which is a legitimate, open-source, declassified document. They will be in possession of something like this. They will be found in possession of something like this. They will then be put through the criminal justice system, and with the way that the legislation in Britain is worded, they will then be convicted as terrorists. If you have a look at the statistics in Britain, I believe 39% of all terrorist convictions that have taken place since 9/11 up until March 2008, 39%, I believe, have been because of possession of documentation, i.e. information that can maybe assist somebody who's involved in terrorism. That's what the charge is. Now, whether it's actively useful for somebody preparing for an act of terrorism is a totally different matter. For example, let's take the Al-Qaeda training manual. Now, this document, I believe, from my understanding and my research, it was produced by a double agent who was working for the American Special Forces in the 1970s. It refers to modern technology as facsimiles and fax machines. It is hardly the stuff of modern terrorism and modern terrorists. It has no practical value whatsoever, yet this is the kind of information that is being used to lock away people to prison as terrorists. And you're right, it is information, and the legislation and the kind of programs that we have in Britain, and I think this is extendable to Western Europe or you know, the northern nations on the whole, is that most of our policies and programs are to criminalize information and people who are asking questions by looking at information. And I think that's a really, really telltale sign that there's no real substantial threat. What we are threatened by is people knowing and understanding things that we would in the West rather than not understand.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the double agent who was involved. Of course, that's throughout the whole history of supposed Al-Qaeda. It's always been an extremist arm for a foreign policy goal, and it's very useful for them to clamp down in the police state domestically as well. But really, the domestic police state has more to do with economic issues. But where do you see on using Al-Qaeda? What has your research shown on how they use it for foreign policy aims?
Well, I mean, Al-Qaeda is an enigma. It's a mystery. Nobody really knows what it is. I remember the police asking me whilst I was in custody what Al-Qaeda was. And when I told them I subscribed to what Noam Chomsky and the author of the book Inside Al-Qaeda, Jason Burke, has written, and said Al-Qaeda is used to be an organization, a very small group with a core membership, no more than 15 to 20 people possibly, but is now turned into an ideology, I remember the police officers looking at me like I'd just told them that the sun is made of cheese. This is the kind of reaction I got. And for me, most police officers who are on the ground, who are actively working within these counterterrorism units, have frankly no idea of what they're confronting. The state uses the excuse of Al-Qaeda to justify its own security theatre. It's that perfect bogeyman that just like communism and the Red Scare was in the, you know, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, it's that perfect scapegoat. No one really knows what it is, you know, and that therefore allows the state to say and do as it wishes, because we are in this constant state of war against this enemy. I don't believe that the existence of Al-Qaeda is all that worrying. It's a very small number of people, if they even exist anymore, notably due to the American campaigns in Afghanistan, Iraq, and now AFPAC, as the counterinsurgency theorists call it. So it's almost a minute threat. What it is a regional force or regional forces that take on a so-called Al-Qaeda-ism, the kind of ideological persuasion to give themselves more international credibility and weight.
Yeah, and now conveniently the whole Middle East is in revolution and turmoil, and the West has even partnered with Al-Qaeda there in Libya. But what kind of chilling effect have you seen in the UK as a whole due to terrorism, and what have you seen in particular regarding your case?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Do you want to ask that again?
Yeah, have you seen a chilling effect in general from the Al-Qaeda thing in communities in Britain? What's the atmosphere been like, the fear element? And then more on your particular case and the process of being awarded this money.
In terms of the kind of, there's a community reaction to Al-Qaeda, and I believe that most people don't believe that it exists. Because no evidence is really provided, because it's a mystery that the state refuses to engage with its communities. I'm not just referring to the Muslims of the UK, but I'm referring to Muslims or communities across the board in Britain regarding this threat. We don't know, you know, the nature of the threat. We don't know the seriousness of the threat. All we're told is that there was a bombing on the 7th of July in London. There were maybe six what you could deem to be serious and real terrorist plots that were carried out by what they are now referring as, you know, lone, self-proclaimed Al-Qaeda sleeper cells, people born and raised in Britain that take up arms and try and fight the state. So no one really knows what this is. So there is a real reluctance to accept what the state is telling us, and for good reason too. After all, this is the state that told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and we went into a war, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and that has really affected especially the Muslim community, because all we see as the state is a state that is lying to us to justify its own policies and programs. So I think until you have an honest debate regarding Al-Qaeda and the threat that is posed to Britain, I think you will have severe problems in winning and gaining the trust. Also, when you look at the fact of the matter remains that in the United Kingdom and Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the attacks that are taking place that are targeted at British interests and the UK are coming from the north of Ireland. Now, I've looked at the figures, for example, for 2006 and 2008. We have in the region of 349 terrorist attacks, yet 347 have come from dissident Irish Republican groups. However, the press, the government, the state, the security apparatus, they don't talk about the north of Ireland and the threat that stems from that part of the country. Instead, it always tries to focus on Muslim terrorism or Islamic terrorism when there's been two incompetent terror attacks or two failed attacks that have taken place in that same time. Yet the response of the state is extremely disproportionate when it comes down to dealing with Muslims. In terms of your question, I'll stick a full stop in there. But in terms of your question regarding what I think of the compensation and the damages.
Well, yeah, what point were you trying to prove, and then how did the compensation come about?
The point I was trying to prove in terms of my legal case and fighting what I believe was a racist action taken by the police and the state when they were processing me through the system was I was trying to fight for, one, to clear my name, and two, for some accountability. And I believe that the £20,000 that have been awarded to me in damages, along with the acceptance that my legal fees will be paid, along with the fact that the police have now admitted that I'm not a terrorist, along with the fact that the intelligence that they hold on me, all the inaccurate entries have been agreed to be removed by the police, which I believe is a real, real successful resolution to a legal battle, an exhausting legal battle that has taken 3 years. Is this issue over, though? Absolutely not, because one thing that is overlooked is how public institutions such as universities in the UK have become deeply securitized. So what my case shows is how the university disregarded all policies and programs and processes that it was meant to follow if similar circumstances to what I experienced and what happened at the University of Nottingham arose. They totally ignored them, and in the climate, in the hysteria surrounding Muslims, picked up the phone and decided to call the police. Now, they also need to be held to account. No apology has been issued, yet they have actively sought, I believe I have evidence to prove this, an academic who wrote about this and who's suspended at the moment has written about this, that the university actively sought to sabotage me, to discriminate against me and those who dare to support me in my struggle to clear my name. Until the University of Nottingham has also been held to account, this issue just cannot close in my eyes. It can't be buried as much as the university or the state tries to.
So we're going to be back in a moment after the break, but more broadly, the Bradley Manning issue with WikiLeaks, again, he's been held and essentially tortured for leaking this information. Now, that was leaked information that wasn't yet declassified, but there's definitely a parallel between his case and yours where the whole system is coming down on him for just trying to essentially understand what's been going on for the past decade in foreign policy and the domestic agenda. What do you think about that case, and what should be done with him, and why is there more attention?
I mean, Bradley Manning's case is absolutely tragic, and it shows that regardless of the fact that our democratic nations are committed to this so-called idea of freedom and transparency, what Bradley Manning's case sadly shows is that when somebody does try to live according to those principles, a man of great, great courage and integrity and bravery, when he does try to live his life and act according to those principles that exist, he is then punished. And Bradley Manning's case is a categoric example that when the state decides to neglect its duty and care towards its citizens, this is what you get. And Bradley Manning has systematically been abused by the entire system. He's now being tortured. He's not got a right to a fair trial. It's an absolute, absolute tragedy what Bradley Manning is going through. In terms of whether I have suffered the same as Bradley Manning, absolutely not. Bradley Manning's case is...
We've got a brief taste of it. We do have the break coming up. Hold that thought. We'll get back to it just after the break. Alan Watts still coming up, and we'll be back. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
segment of the second hour, third hour coming up with Alan Watt in just a few moments, but a little more with Rizwan Sabir, who was arrested for essentially downloading a terrorist manual. And the point I was trying to make is that you were held for 6 days without charge. Bradley Manning's been held now essentially indefinitely without charge, all for downloading and leaking information in his case, just downloading information in your case. And so why are the regular proceedings of law and justice not good enough to handle these issues if indeed there even was any wrongdoing, which hasn't been demonstrated in your case?
Sure. What seems to be applicable in times of insecurity or when the government states is the government claims there is a moment of insecurity, usual laws and procedures are suspended. Now, this usually has to come at a great cost to personal liberty. So people like myself, and more so like Bradley Manning, brave and courageous people like Bradley Manning, have to suffer the consequences. But the tragedy of the situation is that rather than be up in arms criticizing the state and the establishment for the actions they take, most of the population is fooled by the propaganda that the government usually put out to say that in times of insecurity, we need to justify these extreme measures, and they offer your security. What they fail, or what they probably realize but don't care, is that they know, as well as anybody else, that they will never be subjected to these extremely draconian and unlawful programs and policies. So therefore, they are willing to allow people to be held, like Bradley Manning, to be held indefinitely without the right to a fair trial, without the normal burden and onus of evidence being on the state to prove his guilt, because they know that they will never be affected by it. And this is the state at its most extreme, justifying and using all relevant measures to sell that narrative, and the public sadly agreeing and accepting that because they believe in this illusion that they are being protected by the state, when it just couldn't be farther from the truth. In Britain, we have a series of programs that initially started off strictly as counter-terrorism programs, but have slowly creeped into everyday life. And that's how a nation becomes more securitized, and that's how the government, therefore, controls the population with a lot more ease and efficiency.
But there is no security. As you say, it's only an illusion, securitized perhaps, but security can never be lasting. They can't protect you everywhere, even if you bought into the fairy tale. Instead, we've had to give up our Western civil liberties in absolute disgrace. That's the only thing worth holding on to. You can't protect from, you know, a random person doing something. But tell us how you plan to move forward. Are you still researching this issue? And what do you think are the most important things to break that illusion and let people know what's really been going on with terrorism?
Sure. What I am doing is I am still researching UK counterterrorism. I'm going into my final year of my doctorate. I intend to complete that by October next year. But at the same time now, I plan to take all necessary actions through any means necessary against the University of Nottingham for the vindictive way and illegal way in numerous respects that they have treated not only myself, but those brave and courageous people that dared to speak up for me and dared to stand with me. And I forgot the second aspect of your question, if you wouldn't mind repeating it, please.
Well, how are you looking forward, and how should we break this illusion of Al-Qaeda terrorism everywhere?
Sure. The illusion of terrorism needs to be broken when the community which is the at the epicenter of this problem, i.e. the Muslim community, especially in Britain, stops accepting what's being told by the government and comes out and says, you can't do this.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off. We're out of time. We're at the break again. Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck on working out that issue. And it's an issue for everyone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.